Okay, but anyway, tonight's passage is 1 John 5:1-5, and that states, "Everyone who believes that Jesus Christ is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" So, I wanted to ask you guys, what fears do you guys have?
Nothing.
Whoa.
Who said that?
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
Exposure. Expose her.
She's so
afraid
of
You don't really have any fears?
She's lying.
I know.
I'm scared, but I don't have a specific thing.
Okay, period.
Silas
is afraid of boats.
Silas is afraid of boats? I'm afraid of God.
Boats? No, bugs.
Well, that's an interesting. Wait. Why do you have this fear?
I have this fear because one time I was on a boat in Maryland, and the boat starts going, and my mom's standing there, and there's this big like chest in the middle where you can store stuff, and the boat like went really fast, like accelerated really fast, and the middle chest thing tipped over. My mom fell. I was like, she's gonna fall off the boat. It's over. So that's I wasn't feeling so great, but I don't really correlate that memory with my fear of boats.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you're afraid because your mom was
on? Yeah!
And
this is fear.
Because I'm empathetic, Gabby.
It's a tough crowd.
But anyway, so
I'm afraid of ostriches and anything that family.
Ostriches? Why?
Because they're murder birds. They can run like 40 plus miles an hour, and they will literally try to kill you just on sight from looking at them the wrong way. Like, if they perceive you as a threat, they will charge at you, and they will try to peck you to death, and if that doesn't work, they will beat you to death with their neck, which is basically like a giant bone club.
Have you killed an ostrich before?
No, and I pray that I never have.
Wait, Gabby had a fear too.
Wait, okay.
You had a fear, remember?
Yeah, already said God.
Of God?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So I'm gonna share a little bit about my fears. Okay. So my fears is I have a fear of death. Just that thought of like dying at any moment. It kind of scares me in a lot of ways. Because even though I'm a Christian, it's like you're gonna die. Like you're not gonna be here. That's a scary thought. Like a genuine scary thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually discovered a new fear yesterday. So I was in New York, and I was in this pizza shop, and they have like a little restroom, right? So I walk inside, and I lock the door. I'm like, this restroom's tiny, and I got super claustrophobic. And it's just like, I'm like, and I just pictured the whole room getting filled with water slowly, and I was like, nope, I'm good. I want to get out of here as soon as possible. Just because it was a tiny restroom. Like, I've never been in that tiny of a restroom.
New York City.
How long were you being?
Yeah. That really scared me. I just thought, like, water.
And then, most scary 5 seconds of this life.
The reason why I asked that question is, it correlates back to the passage in the sense of when we are born again, we become children of God. Everyone who is a child of God overcomes the world. So, like, all your fears and all your anxiety and all your depression or whatever you guys are struggling with, like, if you pray to Christ, pray to God, it won't happen immediately. It's not like an immediate switch, but rather it's a continual reliance on Him. And when you rely on Him and His commands and follow them, as this pastor says, you learn to love God and learn to love others. So when you love others, you show the love of God. And that's really, truly amazing, because I've seen that in my life. And just being out here and meeting all you guys, like, it's wonderful to meet every single one of you guys. And it really makes me super thankful that I came out here, because, like, I would never have thought, oh, I would be in New Jersey. And, like, yeah, like, I never thought I would be in New Jersey.
That's so specific.
What?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, yeah.
You could be anywhere in New Jersey.
Okay, fine. Randolph, New Jersey. Okay, there we go. But,
I don't know why I love specifics.
Yeah, but I never thought I would be here. And now I just have this really, like, interesting way of, like, going back when I go back, because I have a student counselor. And surprisingly, he knows Silas. So that's kind of really weird to say, like, I'm actually went to the town where he kind of grew up. That's going to be really weird. Oh, yeah, I met this guy named Silas, hung out with him all summer. But anyway, back to the story. Back to the passage. Like, when you rely on Christ, you learn to love others. Yeah. And then it also shows that you have two identities in you. And they're constantly in a fight. A fight over your spiritual self. And one of them is trying to distract you from Christ, and the other is leading you to Christ. And I kind of thought of this quote from a movie called Dead Poets Society. And the quote is Carpe Diem.
Can you say that again, please? What?
Dead
Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah. Dead Poets Society. Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies.
It's not black and white.
Before
it has actual audio.
Yeah. Before, oh.
It came
right after the Catholic. What? Am I? Got
something
before?
Sorry.
Okay. Oh my God. Anyway, so when I watched that movie before I was a Christian, I got the message of live for today and just enjoy your life as it is. But then I watched it becoming a Christian, and it changed my outlook with that quote of Carpe Diem, seize the day. Because when you seize the day for Christ and you choose to follow His commands of God, it truly affects you, and it makes you realize you need the gospel every day, and you need to keep going back to the basics of, well, who is God, why do I love Him, and why does He love me? So for me, that was really important when I was thinking about this passage. I was like, follow His commands, how do I do that? And for all of us, it looks very different in how we do that. Some of us, we play sports. Some of us, we're really into video games. Some of us are really into the arts or whatever. And God gives you these talents to display His love to others, whatever that could be. So, in conclusion, this is to show, like, what we gain in Christ. We can overcome our fears. We can display our talents with love towards others. And that's really it. There you guys go.
Before I pray, I'm going to sit here next to these baguettes. Yes, the baguettes, not the niche. Not the niche, right?
Oh, my stomach, man.
Your stomach?
Yeah.
Okay, before Logan throws up, I just want to say how thankful, like, we all are that we got to have you here these past 9 weeks. And it feels like such a short time. Like, it was, Adam and I were laughing because the last time Adam was here
was the first
was
day.
The first time Logan was here, and then Adam came to close it out. So it's just it's a really beautiful thing. It's a really beautiful thing. Yeah, it would be incomplete. Logan's summer would be incomplete without being able to say bye to Adam. Yeah. So Adam, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
But thank you guys all for being here and continuing to be here. And I hope that even as Logan leaves, I know there's he's not out of your life.
You know, he's not out of our lives. Even okay.
Just kidding.
Wow. Okay. Come on, man.
Even today, like we were able to talk with like my old pastor and your pastor in Arizona. Like we're able to like there's a lot of connections there. So yeah. Logan lives on. Okay, he lives on.
Right. What are you gonna do? Have like a shrine?
No, not a shrine.
Yeah, you guys have fear of death, so we will.
But if you ever like miss Logan's voice, you can go on the website and you can listen to his past lessons.
That's kind of creepy. I'm not gonna lie. And, that's pretty creepy.
But really, we are so thankful to have you here. And you always have a home in Randolph now.
Yeah.
All right, this random place, you always have a home here.
Yeah.
This guy. We just spent a week together in Atlantic City, and Logan's ready to go.
I'm tired of seeing his face every
day. Yeah. But seriously, Logan, we've loved having you here. And let me pray for Logan and for all of us. And then while I'm praying, would some...
A picture after that with the whole group. And
oh, yeah, with the whole group.
Yes.
So we can get a...
Yeah, let's do a picture after. Let's do a picture, and then we can get some ice cream from downstairs. We'll have someone bring it out, okay? Let's pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for just how beautiful this day is. God, it's always just a reminder of your goodness when we can stop and pause and just feel the breeze on our skin and be reminded that even after days of humidity and heat, we can rest in the coolness of your love and of your embrace. And we especially thank you just for having Logan here this summer. Over the past 2.5 months, we've got to see Logan grow tremendously in amazing ways. And we've also got to just experience your presence and your love with us through Logan being here with us. We thank you that you work like that, that you aren't far off, but you often work through those around us, even people coming from California or Arizona or wherever, to remind us that you are with us, that you are present, and that you are alive. We ask that as Logan goes, that he would just continue to grow, to learn that you are trustworthy and good, and that he would just... follow you for the rest of his life. Be reminded of his love every day that he wakes up, and that he would live in the reality of that love every day. And we pray for all the students here too, and for the students that aren't here, that that they would live in the same reality of your love for them. That they are enough. That all of us, we are enough, not because we have done anything amazing or because we are anything amazing, but simply because you love us. And that's enough. Would we live in that reality? And would we all learn that you are trustworthy and good? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.